live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. The Health Minister insists a deal to provide funding for Sky Claris delivers for patients and taxpayers. Young people attending the funeral of Jack Kennedy have been warned about the potentially fatal consequences of dangerous driving and criminal activity. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for witnesses following a two-vehicle road traffic collision on the N13 on Tuesday evening last. And an Inishowen councillor says it's time the car parking charges in Buncrana was increased to a more realistic figure. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have an update of all the sport with Oisín at around 5:45. But first, the Health Minister insists a deal to provide funding for Sky Claris delivers for patients and taxpayers. It follows a decision by the HSE to fund the drug for those with Friedreich's ataxia. Earlier this month, the Health Service Executive's Drugs Group recommended the drug should not be covered on cost grounds. However, Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill says there have been intensive negotiations in the last week with the manufacturer, Biogen.
There was a substantially improved offer from the manufacturer in the last 7 days. There has been extremely intensive negotiations between the HSE and the manufacturer. I am grateful to both of them who have put in the effort, people whose names we will never know, who have delivered an outcome now that delivers for patients, for more patients, but crucially also delivers for taxpayers of Ireland who need that money to deliver other drugs.
Young people attending the funeral of Jack Kennedy have been warned about the potentially fatal consequences of dangerous driving and criminal activity. The 17-year-old was one of five teenagers killed when the car they were travelling in collided with another vehicle on the M9 motorway just over a week ago. His funeral in Athy this morning was the fifth to take place in 5 days following the crash. During the service, Canon Frank McAvoy urged the young people in attendance to stay away from dangerous driving and criminality, warning the consequences can be fatal.
There is something I want to say, and especially the Jack's friends. If you're considering continuing this criminal activity, will you please stop? Because this is the end of it. This is a family broken. And the consequences of that will happen to you too, for you yourself, for your families, the communities in which you live in, and then you'll have the innocent victims.
Meanwhile, the Junior Transport Minister is convening a meeting on Friday to discuss options to deal with wrong-way driving. Officials from Transport Infrastructure Ireland, Gardaí and the Road Safety Authority will be in attendance. Figures from the TII show that 17 drivers have been detected travelling the wrong way on Dublin's M50 so far this year. Minister Sean Canny says he wants to flesh out all options, including detection cameras.
I want to see what options we have in relation to early warning signs if somebody goes down the road the wrong way. There are cameras technologies that can be used so that they're being monitored in a control station, and the minute a car comes the wrong direction, a signal can go to the control station, say something is wrong here. That would alert the Gardaí and other stakeholders that there is a problem, and they would prepare for that.
Gardaí have renewed their appeal for witnesses following a two-vehicle road traffic collision on the N13 Letterkenny to Derry Road at Burt on Tuesday evening last. The two-car collision happened close to the GAA pitch in Burt at approximately 5:30 p.m. The two drivers, one a man in his 20s and the other a man in his late teens, were both brought to Letterkenny University Hospital with serious injuries. Gardaí and Buncrana are appealing to any road users who were travelling in the area between 4:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. and who may have witnessed the collision or who may have dash cam footage to come forward. An Inishowen councillor says it's time the car parking charges in Buncrana was increased to a more realistic figure. Councillor Fionnuam Bradley was speaking as Donegal County Council prepares to host an 8-week public consultation on the peninsula regarding new parking bylaws. This will be the first review since charges were set by the Buncrana Town Council almost 20 years ago. On today's Greg Hughes show, Councillor Bradley said this is an important issue, particularly as the revenue raised through the charges is ring-fenced and spent in the local area.
Dun Towns, Lake Buncrana, Lake Letterkenny, Lake Donegal Town, the revenue that's raised is the only revenue that's ring-fenced by the council to be spent in those towns. So in Buncrana, our most recent profit was spent on renovating the old fire station on the Carkill Road to convert it into an office and storage space for Buncrana Tidy Towns. So they now have full use of that facility, and that only happened because of the profits that we received from our car parking charges.
You say they should increase. They're currently at 50 cent. What does 50 cent get you at the moment?
50 cent for an hour, for a maximum of 2 hours on the main street. Okay. And you have a free half an hour when you land on the main street at the start, and that is going to be kept. We fought hard as councillors to ensure that that was kept for Buncrana, because a number of the businesses had asked that it be kept. So we took their concerns on board even before the public consultation, and we ensured that that free half an hour on the main street only will stay in place.
Right, what do you want the fee to be at then now?
I certainly think a euro isn't unreasonable.
A euro an hour?
Yeah, a euro an hour. That's my humble opinion, that's not an unreasonable amount of money. It's not terribly expensive. It's still a good bit cheaper than if you went on to Derry or Belfast or some other big shopping centre. So it's not terribly expensive. Our car parks as well, at the minute it's 120 for the whole day in a car park, which is just far, far too cheap. So, I mean, that should go to €2, I would think, at least for the whole day, maybe €2.50.
Gardaí are trying to trace a grey Jeep which was stolen in Letterkenny at the weekend. The BMW X5 Jeep, registration number 05D86983, was taken from a yard at Bunagee Lane between 4pm on Friday afternoon and 3am on Saturday morning. Anybody who may have information about the theft or the current location of the stolen Jeep is asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, the owners of vehicles imported from Japan are being urged to review the security of their vehicles after details emerged of another attempt to steal such a car in Letterkenny. The issue was raised on today's Greg Hughes Show by Garda Fina McManaman.
Gardaí are investigating the attempted theft of a Toyota Vitz that occurred at a car park on the Pierce Road in Letterkenny between midday on Monday the 10th of August and 11am on Wednesday the 12th of August. A window of the car was smashed and damage was caused to the ignition barrel. We appeal to anybody who might remember having observed any suspicious activity, particularly around the parked cars in that area between those days, to get in touch with Letterkenny Gardaí on 074 916 7100. Cars imported from international markets are not automatically manufactured with the same security features as the cars manufactured for the European market. So we urge buyers and owners of vehicles to confirm the security features of the vehicles, in particular to check if there's an inbuilt immobiliser and to consider additional security options. Buyers should check the security features of their vehicles and make decisions relating to augmenting security. For cars without an immobiliser, an additional steering wheel lock or chain should be considered.
Foyle Port has announced a new partnership with Foyle Women's Aid in Derry, which has been named its charity partner. The choice was made by the port's workforce following a nomination process. Under the agreement, the port will provide Foyle Women's Aid with £15,000 in funding over the next year to support vulnerable women across Derry, Strabane, Limavady and Dungiven. Foyle Women's Aid will provide expert training to Foyle Port on its new domestic abuse policy, helping to create an informed and safe workplace for its employees. Marie Brown is Chief Executive of Foyle Women's Aid.
Just having the support of an organisation such as Foyle Port is great in terms of the financial commitment that they've given us, but also just as important is the commitment to policy, the commitment to training, the commitment of their wider staff getting involved and working alongside the organisation to do a range of projects. That creates awareness and it helps get people in the community really involved. And that word of mouth going out through all of those families helps to get further engagement and helps involve the community in such an important issue as domestic abuse.
And the bottom line here too is that it could well be that because of this funding, because of this project, more women will be safe, more women will be removed from a dangerous situation, and life will be made better for more people as a result.
Oh, absolutely. And even, you know, showing the example, like this is a huge demonstration from Foyle Port and Harbour, that they take this seriously and they want to be involved and changing the status quo. So that has, you know, a ripple effect. It will demonstrate to other corporates and other agencies. It will, you know, the workers themselves are going to be committed to coming in and learning about the work. The policy will also help them identify and support staff that may be going through this, you know. So it has larger impacts and repercussions.
Gardaí and Buncrana are appealing for information following a number of criminal damage incidents involving a group of young people. A business premises in Ballymacarry Lower behind the Eye Care building in Buncrana has been targeted over a number of days. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
A window was smashed at the premises at around 7 o'clock on Thursday evening and again at around 7 o'clock on Friday evening. A third incident took place at around 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Gardaí say the group arrived wearing tracksuit bottoms. Approximately 8 young people were involved on Thursday and Friday, reducing to around 4 on Saturday. CCTV footage is being examined as part of the ongoing investigation. Gardaí are urging anyone who may have seen a group of young people in the area on any of those dates to come forward. They're also asking anyone who travelled through the area on those evenings and may have dashcam footage to make that footage available.
Three men have been arrested by detectives investigating a mosque bonfire display in County Tyrone last month. A number of properties in the Moygashal area were searched this morning. The suspects, aged 27, 38 and 51, were detained on suspicion of public order offences. One man who was arrested in July has been charged in connection with the display and has appeared in court. Early Childhood Ireland has published its pre-budget submission ahead of Budget 2027. The organisation is calling for measures to help attract and retain staff in the early years sector. It says data from Pubble shows that up to 1,580 children under the age of 3 in Donegal are currently on waiting lists for a creche place due to staffing challenges. Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland, Frances Byrne, outlined some of the challenges facing the sector in Donegal.
It's very challenging. Certainly, the staff turnover rate is 16.7%. And Donegal, we wouldn't be tolerating that in our primary or secondary schools. That's very challenging. The increase in waiting lists is very challenging. There are things that the government could do. There are things that happen in other countries quite naturally. The government is committed to two things. One is reducing fees, and of course Early Childhood Ireland is not opposed to that. Parents in Donegal and the rest of the country are paying some of the highest fees in the EU, and the second plan is, you know, to build more capacity. The challenge is, though, how the fees are reduced. If the fees are reduced in a particular way, it will just be the same amount of money going into our member settings in Donegal. Fees will be replaced by subsidies. What we're saying to the government is consider investing in wages. Over time, take over all of the wages within settings in Donegal and elsewhere. And that way, fees will fall. We know during COVID, we saw a statistic that 78% of the outgoings of our member settings in Donegal and elsewhere are spent on staff. So if the government invested more in paying those wages, then fees would fall over time. And it's a much more effective way of investing in early years and school age care.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GAA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:45 here in Highland Radio, and it's time to go over to the sports desk and say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Ryan. A very good evening. We start with football. Fun Harps have announced the signing of Shane Ferguson. He most recently played for Morbeth Town, who are in the Northern Premier League Division 1 East. He's enjoyed an impressive career in the UK, where he spent time with Newcastle, Rangers, Birmingham City, Rotherham and Millwall. And he also spent time in the League of Ireland, lining out for his native Derry City last season. The 35-year-old, who's comfortable at left-back or left-wing, has also represented Northern Ireland 57 times, helping his side qualify for the last 16 of Euro 2016. Well, the new League of Ireland National League gets up and running this weekend with three Donegal clubs, Letterkenny Rovers, Cockhill Celtic and Bunnaggy United, all playing their first games. And ahead of the new season, Rovers held a special launch event yesterday evening. They start their campaign on Saturday afternoon in Galway at Salt Hill, Devon. Rovers chairman is Eamon McConaghley.
Letterkenny, as I said, is the biggest town in Donegal, and I mean, they were always crying out for some kind of recognition in relation to a higher standard of football, and I now think we're going to achieve that. And you know, I think there's no door closed to us now if we, you know, if it's well managed and we can progress to something even higher. And I think we have the support of all the people in the town, and I'm sure when the matches start that we'll get the support from the rest of Donegal.
And there's more from Eamon available on our website, highlandradio.com. Now, Celtic have one foot in the Champions League group phase as they face LASK in the second leg of their playoff tie this evening. Martin O'Neill's side hold a 3-0 lead heading in to the reverse fixture in Austria following their win at Parkhead last week. Republic of Ireland internationals Johnny Kenny and Liam Scales have been included in the matchday squad. O'Neill believes that his team is good enough to finish the job.
I expect to be put under pressure quite a lot during the course of it, but we just can't sit in there, and that's not our intention at all. I feel as if that we're capable of scoring a goal in the game, and that's at least grounds for optimism. I think that it'll be a tough old night for us, but we're capable.
Kick-off to that Celtic game tonight is at 8 o'clock. Brentford boss Keith Andrews says they'd like another cup run as they kick off their Carabao Cup campaign this evening. The Bees take on Championship side Birmingham just days after their Premier League opener saw them beat Spurs by 3-0. Last season, Brentford were beaten at the quarter-final stage by the eventual winners Manchester City. And Andrews believes that they've learned a lot from their previous campaign.
We tried to find the balance between how many substitutions we made, how many players rotated in and out on any given week, and then the challenge of the schedule, the challenge of the depth of your squad at times can be that. But now we feel like we're in a good place to attack the domestic competitions on a really good level.
That Brentford game kicks off at 8 o'clock tonight. At the same time, two Premier League sides will lock horns as Nottingham Forest welcome Leeds United, just 3 days on from their Premier League opening clash. Leeds came out on top on Saturday by 2-0, and their manager, Daniel Farke, wants his team to push on from that success.
There are more or less 80 hours or nearly 80 hours to recover. Yeah, if a professional athlete in football is not able to recover within 88 hours, then yeah, you should go for a different sport and play whatever, chess or something like this, but not football.
And also this evening, kicking off at 7, Brian Barry Murphy's Cardiff City take on Norwich from 7 o'clock. Real Betis manager Manuel Pellegrini says Troy Parrott is ready to play for his new club tonight. The Republic of Ireland striker could be handed a debut in their La Liga trip to Valencia. Parrott signed for the Seville-based club last week for a reported fee of €20 million. Tottenham have completed the signing of forward Savio from Manchester City. The Brazilian international, who was previously known as Savinho, moves to North London in a deal which could raise £85 million. He scored 7 goals in 84 appearances for City and helped them to a domestic cup double last season. In Gaelic games, Sligo have confirmed their management ticket for 2027 with a slight tweak to the main roles. Desi Sloan will be manager and Eamon O'Hara is his assistant. The pair were joint managers last year. Tyrone's Joe McMahon joins as head coach alongside Paul Higgins and Donegal's Eamon McGee, who continue from last season. Tyrone's Des McGuinness also comes in as goalkeeping coach. Graeme Dott has been removed from World Snooker's Hall of Fame after being found guilty of sexually abusing 2 children. The 2006 champion, who denied the charges, was convicted yesterday at a High Court in Glasgow and will be sentenced next month. The sports governing body revoked Dott's membership at an emergency board meeting last night. Finally, in tennis, 2023 Wimbledon champion Markéta Vondrousova has appealed her 4-year ban from the sport to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The Czech player said she was suffering with physical and mental stress when she refused an anti-doping test, with the suspension handed down in June. She also claimed that she feared for her safety when a control officer called to her home last December. And that's it from the sports desk for today. We will, of course, be back with our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Ryan.
Thank you very much, Oisin. Easterbank Councillor has welcomed the installation of new safety measures on the Melmount Road. Safety barriers and bollards have been put in place outside St Mary's Primary School ahead of the start of the new school year. The school's main car park is located at nearby St Mary's Church, meaning large numbers of children use the footpaths along the Melmount Road. Councillor Paul Boggs has praised the department for carrying out the work.
Yeah, Ryan, I am. I welcome very much the move by the Department for Infrastructure to include an additional pedestrian barrier on the footpath, as well as some school-themed council bollards, which are aimed to try and reduce the amount of cars that, you know, mount the curb to drop children off for school, but also to ensure that there's a barrier between very heavy traffic during school drop-off and pick-up and young children making their way to and from school.
And why is this needed? Is there a lot of children on the footpath whenever the school drop-off and pick-up times are happening?
Well, it's a very busy location. Anybody who knows the Melbourne Road in Strabane knows that you have Holy Cross College, you have St Mary's Primary School, and further on down the road you have the Sure Start and Knockable Special School as well. So the Melbourne Road can be very congested during school drop-off and pick-up time. And I suppose these measures are about to ensure that people aren't just mounting the curb to drop children off, but also that children are safe whenever they're using the footpath. We have long campaigned for additional measures to ensure that people park responsibly and that people aren't just, you know, abandoning ship in order to drop children off to school and also during pick-up time. So these kinds of measures help improve the safety, not only for road users, but most importantly for our children and our young people that are going to and from school.
And the weather, cloud will gradually increase this afternoon with showery rain developing later. Highest temperatures of 17 to 19 degrees. Tonight will be mild and mostly cloudy with showery rain continuing, heavy at times. Temperatures will not fall below 13 to 16 degrees in moderate easterly winds. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with rain at times in the morning but becoming light and patchy. Scattered showers in the afternoon and early evening, some heavy. Highest temperatures tomorrow 17 to 20 with light to moderate easterly winds. Look back at today's main stories. The Health Minister insists a deal to provide funding for Sky Claris delivers for patients and taxpayers. It follows a decision by the HSE to fund the drug for those with Friedreich's ataxia. Earlier this month, the Health Service Executive's drug group recommended the drug should not be covered on cost grounds. However, Minister Jennifer Carol McNeill says there have been intensive negotiations in the last week with the manufacturer, Biogen. Young people attending the funeral of Jack Kennedy have been warned about the potentially fatal consequences of driving dangerously and criminal activity. The 17-year-old was one of five teenagers killed when the car they were travelling in collided with another vehicle on the M9 motorway just over a week ago. His funeral in Athy this morning was the fifth to take place in 5 days following the crash. During the service, Canon Frank McAvoy urged the young people in attendance to stay away from dangerous driving and criminality, warning of the consequences, which could be fatal. Meanwhile, the Junior Transport Minister is convening a meeting on Friday to discuss options to deal with wrong-way driving. Officials from Transport Infrastructure Ireland, Gardaí and the Road Safety Authority will be in attendance. Figures from the TII show 17 drivers have been detected travelling the wrong way on Dublin's M50 so far this year. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for witnesses following a two-vehicle road traffic collision on the N13 Letterkenny to Derry Road at Birt on Tuesday evening last. The two-car collision happened close to the GAA pitch in Birt at approximately 5:30 p.m. The two drivers, one a man in his 20s and the other a man in his late teens, were both brought to Letterkenny University Hospital with serious injuries. Gardaí and Buncrana are appealing to any road users who were travelling in the area between 4:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. and who may have witnessed the collision or who may have dash cam footage to come forward. And an Inishowen councillor says it's time the car parking charges in Buncrana were increased to a more realistic figure. Councillor Fionn Bradley was speaking as Donegal County Council prepares to host an 8-week public consultation on the peninsula regarding new parking bylaws. This will be the first review since charges were set by the then Buncrana Town Council almost 20 years ago. On today's Greg Hughes Show, Councillor Bradley said this is an important issue, particularly as the revenue raised through the charges is ring-fenced and spent in the local area. That's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news once again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 25th of August. The death has occurred of John McLaughlin, late of Derry, formerly of Glentoher, Carndonagh. John is reposing at his sister Sadie's home in Muff. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12 noon. going to Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of John Parry, Hornhead, Dunfanaghy, house private pleas to family, neighbours and close friends only. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock in Holy Trinity Church, Hornhead Road, Dunfanaghy, with burial afterwards in Old Clondahorkey Church Graveyard, Dunfanaghy. Family flowers, only pleas, donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Coast Guard or RNLI care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Michael Dugan, Upper Keel Drum, Gortahork, reposing at his home until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 8 o'clock. Rosary at 8. House private pleas after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 in Chuck Public Rias 3, Gortahork, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and via MCN Media. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to Fulcara Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty, funeral director. The death has occurred of James Houghton, Ben Duff, Carndonagh. James's remains will repose at his home until 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed at carndonaghparish.com. The death has occurred of Mary Frances Doherty, née Crumlish, Chuck na Crown, Carnegarve, Moville, formerly of St Finian's Park and Sunnyside, Ballynally, Moville. Mary Frances's remains will repose at her home until 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock for Requiem Mass at 2:30 in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. The family home is strictly private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers, only please, donations in lieu if desired to Dunshenny House Disability Unit, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Martina Rafferty, née McGee, Newtown, Fulcara. Her remains will repose at her parents' home in Ballina, Fulcara, until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with rosary both nights at 9. House private pleas after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral to family and close friends only, please. Funeral mass on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, with interment afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and via MCN Media. The death has occurred of Anthony McDade, Maher Moore, Clonmany, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Clonmany Day Centre, Clia Clonmany, care of any family member or MacFeely funeral directors. The death has occurred of Danny O'Donnell, 17 Mina Mullen Road, Killeter, Castle Derg, reposing at the family home tomorrow and Thursday from 12 noon until rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from the family home on Friday at 20 past 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, with interment in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from after the rosary at 9 until 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. A shuttle bus is operating to the wake house from Cleater Heritage Centre until 9 o'clock tomorrow and Thursday. Family flowers only, please. And the death has occurred of John Gallagher, Ard Lahan, Clohan. John is reposing at his home until 9 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kilwira Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Rosary at 9 p.m. with family time, please, after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Inid Pubble Glenfinna, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.